Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
It is Friday.
How are you, Ben?
Friday latte.
How's your week been?
Oh, very moist.
Oh, it has, hasn't it? Humid central. Look, my hair's gone curly and I've got straight hair.
How is everyone's frizzy hair?
Gone all Mike Brady on you.
Are we all moldy? We need to airlift some talcum powder over Melbourne.
Yes, well, Brizzy hasn't had a good run either.
They're beyond moist.
Yeah, they're quite wet.
Yes, they are.
Lots on the show tonight.
Crazy things happening in the world.
Are there?
Yes, crazy things. But we need the, this is 2 hours for all rainbows to unite.
And Benny?
What?
Your weekend has just begun.
Certainly has. And I've only got one thing to say to you.
What?
And
you're listening to the Two Fat Lattes. Benny and Frank with you.
The Two Fat Lattes.
I said that.
Yes, we are the Two Fat Lattes. Unlike a restaurant in Richmond, which is called the Two Fat Indians.
Oh, yeah, but they've been around a while too.
Yes, we can do
that. They can have that.
We can share.
We can share.
We can share our fat, can't we?
We can.
We often try. Now, I need to speak to you about your fluffiness.
What are you talking about, my fluffiness?
On the weekend, Frank Latte accompanied me to a dinner. Well, we had a bit of a dinner with some friends. They said, come on down. And we met some new gay people. And this was down in Paran. So we had to like go across the Yarra to Paran. Anyway, everything was going well.
And did something go wrong?
I was worried sick about Frank Latte.
Why?
Because Frank Latte has this... I've known for ages that Frank Latte has been eating out of aluminium pots. And that aluminium has caused him to sometimes forget. It's a bit like, I think he's got Asperger's.
Really, that's severe, huh?
But I'm doing clinical tests as we speak.
Are you?
Anyway,
got a
what
piece
happened
of my mind.
Was, one of the guys, James, was telling us.
No, hang on.
One of the guys was telling us this story about one of his friends, and they went out to eat somewhere, or they were working in some restaurant, and they discovered that in one of the chickens there was a condom, which, you know.
It's a story.
It was one of those stories that you tell at a gay dinner party, well, you know, and everyone goes, ooh, condom in a chicken. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, Frank then decided to contribute.
By association.
He thought he would contribute to the conversation, and I went, Jesus, don't. Do not. Honey, you're in a social situation. Don't try.
You're supposed to help me.
Don't try entertainment willy-nilly. Anyway, so he tells us that one of his friends used to work at some bakery in Brunswick, and they used to have rat shit in the bread.
Yes, apparently they did.
And I was, yes, but... Rat
I know poop. It was random.
It was random.
But that story made me think
and
of
everyone
that.
Everyone at the dinner table, you know when, you know, oh, I wish I'd lined up the cricket sounds. After Frank, that was the sound after Frank had mentioned rat poo in the bread. Because everyone then tried to, you know, you could hear everyone's brains just ticking over trying to work out what just happened. Did we just get teleported back to 1974?
I was being cryptic.
I all of a sudden glowed because I just went, thank you. Thank you for saying that in public because he normally says it in the car and I go, what the hell did you say that for? Because it has no correlation. And he said it in public and people heard it and people sided with me.
Well, I've got nothing to say.
I loved it. So thank you, Frank.
That's all right.
Thank you for saying that out loud.
Jesus. And on the phone, we have Glenda Waverley.
Talking about mashed up. Is that Glenda Waverley?
Hello, Frank morning, Benny. How are you? It's so lovely to be on your show.
How are you, Dal?
How are you?
Oh, look, darlings, I'm rehearsing madly.
Are you?
What's going on?
Tell us what's going on, Glenda.
Oh, well, as we know, Midsummer starts on Sunday. Of course, we'll be popping down to Carnival, and I will be there to hand out a smart little handbill with the details of the show. Yeah. And if you're lucky, it might have a little autograph on the back. But, yes, I am doing a show for Midsummer. And look, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking it's been a while between drinks. Mm. Well, not figuratively, but not literally, because everyone knows I like a drink or two. But, you know, figuratively, it's been a while since I've last done a show.
What's this show about, Glenda?
Well, this show is inspired by variety shows, because I was thinking I love a variety show. I love those old shows where, you know, the Cher Variety Hour and the Judy Garland Variety Hour and the Mary Tyler Moore Variety Hour.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, it's Glenda Waverley's showroom.
Have you got an extensive wardrobe?
Oh, doll. Have I got an extensive wardrobe? I was in the Cock recently.
Yes.
I was up the Cock. And
we love the Cock.
Yes, we love the Cock. I was up the Cock.
Yeah.
And I did go and see one of my little friends up there, Mama Big, and I said, hello, Mama Big. And she said, hello. And I said, I need something for the show, darling. And she goes, I'm a big frock at home.
The show is, it's a variety show.
Yes.
And it's on, where is it on at?
It's on at Kayseras Bazaar, which is 108 St Kilda Road in St Kilda. Just between the junction of St Kilda Junction and Elmer Road, opposite Europe Car, I like to say.
And it's on the 27th to the 29th of January?
That's correct. 27, 28, 29 Jan, 8 p.m. Sharp.
And I believe the show runs for about 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Glenda Waverley's world. There's a bit of love, a bit of cooking and food, a bit of beauty and a bit of travel.
And a little bit of leg.
Oh, yes, darling. Oh, and of course, my ex-husband, Brandon Park, is going to be there as well.
Brandon Park. Lovely.
See, Brandon owes me, so he's going to be helping me out.
Oh, I hope your great cousin Mooney Ponds isn't there.
Oh, you know my sister Mary Vernon?
It's big news in Hollywood.
Nicole Kidman finally fesses up to getting Botox.
But tell us something we don't already know. Some people like her new look.
And she looks fantastic.
The two fat lattes don't.
The other thing worth watching would be to see Nicole Kidman's forehead move.
Any words in your defence, Nicole?
Up your bum.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
She bizarrely sounded like our friend that used to be on the Two Fat Lattes, Georgie.
How dare Nicole tell me to
up your bum?
Up my bum, Nicole.
You don't like that, do you?
I'm not from a ranger. I have a little story to tell you.
Wow.
German bosses can now order their employees, particularly female employees, to wear bras in the workplace.
Why weren't they wearing any?
Oh, there's some very nasty industrial accidents. Oh, you know, things like nipples getting caught in typewriters.
What, are they still back in the 60s?
I don't know. But look, apparently bosses can now ask, or they can ask their staff to wear undershirts or white or skin-toned bras.
Right.
In, you know, just so they look nice and neat. But they've also asked, in this ruling that they won, officials also agreed that the firm was entitled to demand that the firm could demand that their staff keep their hair clean and washed, and not, because a lot of people went to work with unwashed hair or oily hair.
But is this retail or is this any industry?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Even if it was in the warehouse. Sometimes, how am I going to say this very politically incorrect?
Incorrect.
No, but, you know, sometimes you do rock up to work and you might see an oily workmate.
Yes.
Sliding through the office.
What and do you do on that occasion?
I'll just wipe some bread on their head. You just want to, don't you?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I just think, avoid.
What the hell are you thinking? Coming to work looking like crude oil. But have you ever had that?
Yes, well, you know, I can't say anything because often I've probably gone to work without washing my hair.
I had a manager. Remember the baby talk manager?
Yes.
She used to talk like ding, 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 ding. You know, she used to talk like baby talk.
Yeah, that's bad.
Benny, can you fix the phone? sign a copy, please?
Oh, God.
She used to talk like that.
Did you smack her in the mouth?
She was often wearing a maxi dress.
What's a maxi dress?
You know, like a long dress, a summer dress, in an office, like, you know, because the office is air-conditioned.
Right.
But she would often, because she does the, you know, she dyes her hair.
Stand over vents?
Well, she dyes the hair blonde. So after a while, it starts looking like raffia. You know that look?
Yes.
And but it's got like heaps of conditioner in it.
Right.
But the other thing she used to do with that dress was often had a bit of elastic shearing under the bust.
Right.
And halter top.
Whoa.
So the jugs are always like dangling in the wind.
Oh.
She almost took out people's eyes. But it was that funny thing that people in the office never, you can't say, can you put those away?
Well, you can't. I think if you stare at them long enough, they'll get the message.
Oh, no. But then if you looked at them, she was going, oh, he was staring at my jugs. And I said, well, isn't that the point?
Sexual harassment.
Well, you know, because
yes,
you had that situation on New Year's Eve.
Jugs were following me.
Didn't you have a lady with like who had enhanced juggernauts?
She did have enhanced, and she kept hitching a dress up over them.
Now this woman was at a gay soiree.
Yes,
and she was complaining because no one was actually looking at her.
Yes.
She had made a lot of investment in that area.
She did,
and not many people had noticed.
Unfortunately.
Well, it was maybe because she was in a gay soiree.
It was.
Sometimes there are beige out there, like in, and they're kind of cougar-esque, who want to reformat. They want to reformat the hard disk. Do you know what
her
I mean?
Own or someone else's?
No, there are some people out there.
Was she wanting to reformat my hard disk?
There are some beige, and after a while, you have a little chat to them, and they said, "You've just never met the right woman." And I said, "Yes, I've never met a woman with a penis, but you're correct." And but you know, it's almost like they're preparing to rewrite the program.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Do you think that was kind of happening?
Yes. Then comes the invitation for a sensual massage.
No, you know what I got?
What did you get?
You are my soulmate.
You were the soulmate.
And that's when I got really scared and I ran.
Yes, soulmate.
Kennedy's the homo helpline. And Benny, do we have them lodged?
We've got one lodged. And I have a homo helpline of a medical nature.
Oh, we've never done medical before, have we?
Yes, it's actually, well, it's more a homo helpline interest story.
It's not an interest story.
There's not much help that can be had there, but let me just firstly go through the homo helpline that we have received via official channels. Could you please explain to us when Peter Garrett became a new gay look?
Did he?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to know who you are playing pool with when every head has a crisp, nuggety shine and the clothes are three sizes too big. They all look the same. That comes from Tony and Graham.
Oh.
Wonder where Tony and Graham are this evening. Maybe they're at Circuit or...
Why do you say Circuit?
Well, they're playing pool.
Oh, so you're assuming...
Or the Laird.
Right.
They could be at one of those venues.
So you're suggesting that all the people that play pool have... Three sizes too big of clothing.
I'm actually not suggesting anything, Frank.
Oh, no, but they
are. Our listeners are.
Yeah, but... yeah, and they're all bald.
That's what... Well, it could have been DTs, because DTs also have a pool table.
Yeah.
Well, so could have been anywhere in the state.
I don't understand what the dilemma is here.
Neither do I. Thank you, Tony and Graham.
They're just making a statement. They all look the same.
Yes, there's not much... There's not much in there for us to sort of add... you know, apply Band-Aid to. Have they been hurt in any way by the bald heads? And
Maybe they look like the queue.
Because they're confused.
Are they confused?
Because everyone's looking the same. Well, have you been to Northlands lately? No. What do we do?
Well, they've been on the Tic Tacs, I think.
Oh, do you think?
They possibly could have been.
Well, wasn't everyone looking the same in Sydney a couple of weeks ago for you?
They were.
Yes. It runs rampant in the community. It does.
There was naked bodies and sweaty ones as well all around me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, everyone looks
the same. And they all sort of melded into one.
They do, except when I arrived.
It's like a Kylie film clip.
They do.
They built pyramids of bodies.
Did they?
Yes.
Is that where she got the idea from?
I think she may have gone to a dance party or two. Her.
Correct. Correct.
Her or her sister, yes, possibly.
Both. A young boy, teenager.
Right.
In India, has been treated and in a hospital because he had a fish in his penis.
Oh.
Now he... Now, apparently it's a
Why is that an interest story?
Well, how do you get a fish in your penis?
I don't know. It sounds quite painful.
I can't. How would you do that? But anyway, he said that he was at home cleaning his fish tank. And he took the fish out to clean the fish tank. And while he had the fish in his hand, he decided all of a sudden his bladder was bursting and he needed to go have a wee. And so somehow...
Rest a fish on his penis?
No, I don't know. But this is one of those stories.
It sounds like one of those stories.
So he had to explain to the doctor how the fish... Anyway, so he went to have a wee. He slipped.
And he slipped.
And somehow... Now, I don't...
Oh, my clothes just fell off.
Somehow that fish managed to pass through his urethra. Now, the thing is, it must have been...
So, I want to know from the point he slipped to the fish being there, what happened?
Well, I want to know how huge must your dick be to fit a fish in it? Well, now, I've heard of a HB pencil, but...
Doing the Homo helpline?
We certainly are. I had a Homo helpline.
Did you?
Well, it was my mum's Homo helpline.
What? Your mum?
Well, she had a... Yeah, over
Did
Christmas,
you help her?
You know I never do presents.
No, that's
I right. don't do presents, but this year I went out.
You just grace people with your presents.
I did the whole... I did the present thing.
Did you with... To who?
With the family.
The fam, okay.
Right, so anyway, we're at Christmas... You know, we did the whole... You know, because I flew over to Perth. We all met in Perth. We did.
So you can't have a rule and then break your own rule.
Oh, so well, I wanted to surprise them.
Right. Were they surprised?
They were surprised because I ended up getting my sister an iPad.
Oh, nice.
And then I got my other sister an iPhone and I got Dad, I bought all his Sicilian songs on an iTouch and gave him an iTouch.
Oh, look, you went all Apple on them.
Yeah, I went all Apple on them. But my mum was really upset.
Why?
Because she was like, what did I get?
I said, you get an iMac?
No, I got an iRon. I have an official complaint. A complaint has been lodged.
What do you mean to our show?
Here at Latte Central, wrote in a Homo helpline, but I haven't read it out because it's a little bit complex. It's convoluted. Has many layers. It lacks taste. Thank you, Darren, for sending that in. And I just think we have to be a little bit, we are desperate, but we're not that desperate. hot off the press, we did get a little email pushed through, a notification pushed through from Nick and Dan. And Nick and Dan said, hello, Lattes. They said, help. Two Fat Latte fans stranded in Sydney, here for 1 year on work. Our Friday nights are now spent around the computer, streaming the two
fat... I feel sorry for Nick and Dan.
I don't, because they're having a fabulous time.
Listening to us?
Yes.
No, they need to go out.
Well, it's only 2 hours out of their boring life. God. We take their boring life like a piece of... excrement on the pavement.
Oh, excrement.
And we roll it in glitter.
Oh, dear.
Because you know...
And throw it back at
you
them.
You know my saying. You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter.
Oh, we vajazzle them.
We vajazzle them.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.